Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work that question in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations again on making your third straight playoff appearance. Before we talk about the game ahead, obviously a disappointing end to the season on Saturday, 34-13 at William & Mary. Give me your impressions on what happened on Saturday.
Well, I think it was a very well-contested game. I thought both teams played really hard. Got a lot of respect for Coach Laycock and his team and how they were able to finish their season at home for their seniors. You know, as the game went on, we lost our quarterback, Kyle Laletta, and, you know, it kind of hurt our production offensively. We were unable to really generate any balance on offense, and they took advantage of it to their credit. So their running back, Anderson, had an extraordinary day, and they played physical, they played hard, and they certainly deserved to win the game. So I tip my cap to Coach and his team. You know, we are excited about, you know, being in for the third consecutive season. You know, we've had to deal with a good bit of adversity here this year, and, you know, obviously that continues with the loss of Kyle. So we are regrouping and circling the wagons here, and just kind of excited to have another opportunity to play and to be in the postseason, and to be in front of our home fans here on Saturday.
You touched on third straight trip to the playoffs and last year to the semifinals. How does that experience help as you get ready to prepare for this week?
Well, I think it helps an awful lot. I think that, you know, any time that you have been through something before, you're always going to learn something. And I think we learn from both winning and losing, you know. So we've had the fortune of being able to win a game at least the last 2 years, and then obviously last year we were able to make a legitimate run. So I think every year you're learning a little something, you know, from the process, and you really gain an appreciation for the importance of the moment, you know, and then the reality that on any given day, anything can happen. All these teams are good teams. I don't know if all these teams can make a long run, you know, a deep run, but all of these teams on this Saturday have a chance to win. There's just no doubt about that. This should be a really good football game here for us. I've got a lot of respect for Coach Broadway and his staff. I've got a little familiarity with Rod and what he has done. And they play a physical brand of football. I think that North Carolina Central and A&T, when they kind of ended their season last week, it was two good-looking, physical, tough, well-coached football teams, you know. And that's the thing that we got to understand right off the bat. You know, this is a team that would probably prefer to just win the line of scrimmage and control the football, opposed to a team that's going to, you know, just sit back there and throw it all over the yard. So there's a mental toughness that they bring, and we got to recognize that here early in the week.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Our first question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, Richmond's got a number of quality receivers. How do you avoid losing their value by not having an experienced quarterback throwing the ball?
Yeah. Well, we certainly have to get some touches, and I think this is probably a week where we pay a little closer attention. See, when Kyle was distributing the ball, we kind of didn't really care where it went. I don't mean that as if we didn't have a primary target, but when he was distributing the ball, he was just going through his progressions, and he was going to throw the ball to the open guy or the where the ball should go by the read. So however it played out, we were kind of okay with that. You know, we may target Brian a little bit more than the other guys. But I think from your question, I do think we got to be able to calculate a little bit better here this week to guarantee some touches. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. But I do think we're going to need to be more conscious of that here as we put our game plan together.
Coach, is there going to be any sort of Thanksgiving event? You got to stay together for Thanksgiving. I don't think you have time to go home. And how big a deal is that for this group?
Well, it's unlikely it's going to be an event. We've had these conversations in the past. We've been down this road before. Once we finish practice Thursday morning, our non-travel players will be dismissed. Our travel players will stay in town. So we will have a decent number of our players that will be home for the holidays, per se, or at least have the opportunity to. I think with the players that stay in town, a couple of things have happened over the last couple of years. One is a lot of times our coaches, our position coaches, connect with the student-athlete and they'll do something with their groups together. As you know, John, we have a lot of local players, and we've had some of our families just step up in a big way, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see 20, 25 players over at, you know, one of their homes, you know, having Thanksgiving dinner. So we certainly have done it a lot of different ways. You know, John, again, to be honest with you, we have had in the past, you know, a Thanksgiving meal, and then you kind of find out that a vast majority of the boys would really prefer not to go because their parents might come into town, or, you know, they might be heading out someplace else to be with a group of people, you know. So I don't want to mandate something, but we'll make sure that everybody. Are you making an offer here, John, in terms of having people?
No, sir.
If I can
follow up with one last one, Rob, and that is, there's no chance David Broadus is going to play this week, or is there a chance that David Broadus might be in uniform and play?
I would just say it's highly unlikely, John.
You aren't interested in elaborating on reasons why he's been out?
No, sir. I am not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
Good morning. Just to follow up on the quarterback situation, I guess, you know, when you lose your starting quarterback like that and a good one like that going into the playoffs, you know, how do you as a coach kind of pick everyone's chins up off the floor and kind of convince them that, you know, there's still a path to success there?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great question. I think that our selection Sunday show event was a little different than in the past. I mean, you know, we were, you know, not on the edge of our seats, and there wasn't quite the enthusiasm that you may have in most of those rooms, you know, coming off a loss and then coming off a reality that our quarterback had gotten hurt. So I addressed it up front. I mean, I addressed it as a new beginning. I addressed it as the start of something new. And I addressed it as an opportunity. You know, this is a great opportunity for us. I think being at home is big. I do think being at home is big, you know, to be able to have a little more time, to have a little more familiarity, have a little more of a fan base at the game. But we have a lot of really good players on our team. I think one of the things that I did say, you know, that the one thing that would be different this week with our quarterbacks, they will have practiced all week in the positions and with the plays that they'll be running in the game, whereas last week that really wasn't the case. And they were kind of thrown into the fire, you know, without, you know, enough prep during the course of the week. So that in and of itself changes a lot. You know, you're no longer game planning for Kyle Laletta. You're game planning for another guy. And in doing that, you put the plan together accordingly to do the things that he can do best.
Do you have a sense of who your quarterback's going to be for this week?
Well, I still think it'll be to be determined. You know, we'll practice. We're putting a game plan together today. We'll practice tomorrow. We'll have a couple options, and then we'll kind of take a look and see what's the best option for us moving forward.
And finally, I just want to get your thoughts on the job Alex Light has done for you on the old line this year. What's been your assessment of his play this year, Alex?
Well, he's been outstanding. I kind of said yesterday at the CAA teleconference about how I believe he's just going to be a great and dominant player in this league. And, you know, he's got 1 year of eligibility left. You know, we have Thomas Evans and Nick Virgos, the two seniors in there playing center and guard, and they're both kind of first-team all-conference players. And when it's all said and done, Alex has got the biggest upside. I mean, he's got the size, he's got the passion for the game, and he's got the athleticism. You know, I think he's an NFL prospect. I really do. I think he's probably more of a guard than a tackle, you know. But this is a guy that makes an NFL prospect. He's got an NFL body. and he's putting together a resume that's going to have to be evaluated.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Coach Rocker. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Just talk about the MEAC schools, because this is the second year in a row you're playing against another MEAC football team. I think last year you played against Morgan. I think you did.
That was 2 years.
2 years ago. Just talk about the MEAC. What type of league is that? Because it seems like they're like a very good quiet league, and you know, nobody gives anybody respect for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's, everything I've seen is the quality. I mean, there's no doubt about the quality and the talent in the league. And then there's no doubt about the coaching in the league. I was very impressed with the Morgan State team we played 2 years ago. We were able to get up on them and kind of extend the lead. But, I mean, it was a well, hard-fought, tightly contested football game. I do think here just recently, and again, I'm not an expert by any stretch on it, but I thought I saw two of the best teams in that league play Saturday in the A&T and Central game. And, you know, like I said, they are both – they both looked apart physically. They both are well-coached. They execute well. A&T, I thought, was, dynamic at tailback. I think this tailback is, you know, it's hard to compare, but he's as good as anybody in this league. And I may not say better, but he's as good as any back in this league, and that says an awful lot. So I'm really impressed with the league. I've had some history in playing the league, both when I was at Liberty and, as you stated, here at Richmond. And I certainly... You know, it'd be easy for me to say, well, I don't think the MEAC should be in the FCS if their first place team's going to go to a bowl game. But when it's all said and done, I think the body of work, the quality of football, I think is certainly worthy, you know. So I've got great respect for that.
And plus, you're playing a team from the state of North Carolina, and they have great school in North Carolina, like Duke, Wake Forest, even those guys. So that's a good hybrid for football.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They're recruiting really good kids, and that's evidenced, I think, in just looking at their roster. You know, a lot of these boys on their roster are boys that we were very familiar with coming out of high school, as we have done a real thorough job down in the state of North Carolina.
Well, Coach Rocker, have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against North Carolina A&T.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
All right, to you as well.